This is URN.
Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe made his first public appearance this morning, despite a week that has seen a military coup against him and an abundance of calls for him to resign. The 93-year-old Mugabe, who has been president of Zimbabwe since seizing power in a coup in 1987, was placed under house arrest by the military on Wednesday morning. Nevertheless, the near-deposed leader has attended a university graduation ceremony, fulfilling one of the ceremonial tasks of the Chancellor of the University of Zimbabwe. This shows a stark degree of rebellion from Mugabe, who has spent the last 2 days in meetings with military leaders and South African envoys fighting to keep a grip of his 30 years in power. It appears that his plea to his intimidators, described by the Zimbabwe War Veterans Association to be for just a few more days in power or a few more months in power, is being heeded, at least for now. There is still a great deal of discontent over Mugabe's refusal to resign, however. Zimbabwe's opposition leader said yesterday that the president must step down in the interest of the people, and Botswana's president, Ian Khama, criticised the term length of Mugabe, stating that we are presidents, not monarchs. And indeed, this is largely considered to be the trigger for the coup, after Mugabe fired his vice president last week, placing his wife in line for the presidency. Such examples of hereditary succession are usually characteristic of monarchies, which explains why the military was so willing to attempt this coup in defence of the democracy that I'm now going to ask. So a common characteristic of new democracies that are trying to found themselves is transition, and the parliamentary opposition leader to Mugabe's party in Zimbabwe has said that a transitional mechanism is needed. So do you guys think that this coup, which is the first time Mugabe's been genuinely challenged since 1987, that 30 years in power, do you think that this coup is maybe a step towards Zimbabwe joining a number of other African states who in recent years are trying to found a functional democracy?
We have to be a little careful with how we treat cases like this. It is obviously up to the Zimbabwean people what they do, and it is not something that can be imposed upon from outside, and thankfully for once, it does appear that that other nations are treating this with the respect it deserves, especially while the situation is still playing out. Mugabe has still been attending, it was either today or yesterday, a university graduation ceremony, not in the presidential cavalcade. He had three cars for natural bodyguards, but not with the whole, lights forward and back and all sorts that you'd expect a president to have. So I think it seems that for now, the military is willing to say, we are willing to leave you as president for now, but know that we have the power. And with regards, is that moving Zimbabwe towards a democratic state? Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it is. Mugabe's been there since the country left the British Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a fantastic sign that a country that is known for having horrific problems would be well on the way to rectifying some of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I would totally agree with David on the fact that I hope it does indeed help Zimbabwe to becoming a more democratic state. If you look at it, indeed the other states that have done so are trying to do so. I really hope it would, and with Zimbabwe being a part of the Southern African development community, I really hope that the other countries such as South Africa can really guide Zimbabwe towards a more democratic state. And I just hope it's not just the military that has to make sure that the whole thing gets sorted out, but also I hope for the people that they now let themselves be heard by the government, by the military, the militaries are dealing with the whole presidential situation. And I just hope that it doesn't become a whole nepotism thing with the wife and so on.
I think that Grace Mugabe was really the trigger, because she is a very controversial figure. Mm-hmm. She has these extravagant shopping sprees, and she was accused of, I don't know, hitting a few people in the past. So
she's the Ghanaian, the Zimbabwean Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, she is very controversial, and obviously it is not okay for her husband to just put her next, because it really sounds like a monarchy. Yeah. And that's why I think that maybe...
Do you think it is a monarchy? In a way.
I'm not an expert on Zimbabwean politics, I have to say, but I think... that he has been president for what, 30 years? 40 yeah. years? Something like that. 30. That does sound like a dictatorship / monarchy, but I don't know Zimbabwean politics enough. But I will say that I think Grace Mugabe has been the trigger for the military that cannot just watch the whole situation, but I really hope that they don't forcefully... state someone else into that position, but that they really let the people vote, and that Zimbabwe can be more democratic.
Cool. So as actually both of you raised very interesting points, and I want to put that into perspective. So Tini, you said you kind of hope the other democratic countries in Africa are able to guide Zimbabwe into democracy. So that's... There is a website that lets you measure kind of worldwide democracy as Polity 4. So Zimbabwe is at a 4, which classes it as a closed democracy. So it hasn't reached a democracy yet, but it's actually
That's interesting, because I would not have assumed that Zimbabwe was at all a democracy.
Right, it's not even on its way. So the way Polity works is it examines a number of factors, and it'll give a kind of an ordinal rank between minus and plus 10, and anything above 6 is a anything above plus 6 is a functional democracy, and anything kind of below minus 6 is a dictatorship, and anything in between is kind of a mix of open and closed democracies. So,
but plus 4, you say, or minus 4?
Plus 4. So they're on their way to becoming a democracy.
Well on their way to democracy before this news.
In fact, I wanted to... The small point to be made there is, on the graph, it's not a normal blue line. It's a red line, which denotes a factionalism. Mm-hmm. And factionalism is a word that obviously... There's a fragmentation within a country. There's political disagreement.
Yeah.
So their democracy is increasing in its quality, but with factionalism. And I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing. And my reason for this is that people who are ambivalent towards maybe a strong dictator, it's more likely a democracy will start to develop. So what do you guys think about that?
Definitely a potential that with this opposition, it will form a stronger... a better country, we can say, a freer country. We have to be a little careful of leaving a power vacuum, though. It's a feature of a lot of African nation states in recent years, and Middle Eastern nation states in recent years, that simply removing a dictator is not the end goal. It can lead to far worse people cropping up. I mean, if you asked in the 80s whether Bashar al-Assad would have been a better... would have been better, if you asked, would Saddam Hussein have been better than the leaders they have? If you asked Iran, if they wanted their revolution in the 70s, you know, okay, they're all Middle Eastern states. But in African politics, the same holds true, that it's not always the case of removing the head of the Hydra and another three will grow in its place.
I like that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So simply... removing Mugabe or waiting for him to pass away, essentially, you know, removing his effective power, removing his actual power, removing his choice over his successor, the erosion of his dictatorial powers, which, again, by the sound of it, aren't anywhere near as bad as we'd have first thought they were, given what you hear of Mugabe. But if it's a 4 on this scale, then it's not he has control of everything. Maybe he has final say over everything, but that's very different.
We can't really take data like that at face value, because a 4 isn't... a 4 out of 10 is still a just about an open anocracy. It's still not a democracy. Though I would like to say, just to reiterate my earlier question, which was, do you think that an ambivalence towards strong leadership could create democracy? If I told you that in 2011, out of 2,000 respondents, 83.3% in Zimbabwe said that they... did not think strong leadership was a good thing. And with that only growing, do you think that there may be a link between that and...
But there is an important difference between strong leadership and being a dictator.
Well, okay, yeah. But, fine.
I'm assuming the question was worded
to
mean...
A strong leader that can supersede the role of parliament.
So it was referring to some sort of dictatorial state.
Well, I think that definitely resistance of the people, because who has to be active if there is a dictator? It always has to be the people that clearly want votes. But I think that when Mugabe isn't going to be president anymore, that maybe the country will fall into some kind of shock. A shock like you've seen after... FDR died in the US because he had been president for so long. So I think we have to be very careful about that. I mean, it could path a way to democracy, but in some African countries it is still very hard to have a democratic vote. I think maybe there is a path, but I'm not sure if they're there yet.
I think Katie really touched the point there. Change can go either way. It can really ruin a country.
This is URN.